Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Broadcasting live from Shiny Radio and iHeart from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. I want to also take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad, Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Well, my listeners, this week, you know, the Bible tells you to always renew your mind. And so I'm on this journey, and I went back through my book collection and started reading the book by Dennis Kimbrough and Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. So I wanted to come on tonight and give you these nuggets to help you think and grow rich. Now, one of the things Dr. Kimber said was, you have to dream big dreams, okay? You can't be mediocre. You can't have a small mind. Your mindset has to be big. I know in studying also multifamily real estate, my coach is telling us to, you know, dream big. When you start looking for that first property, go into the millions. Don't settle for the $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 homes. Go in the millions of dollars, because that's what's going to help you create that wealth. Because just think about it, a $200,000 home, multifamily home or a duplex, that's not going to generate too much wealth for you and your family, okay? So you have to buy the building and have multiple floors on the building. That is how you're going to generate wealth and leave a legacy for your kids. So you got to dream big. You just can't stay in your little small mindset and think you're going to create wealth that way. Okay? Because I remember growing up as a kid looking at the cartoons. The rat would run up to the castle. And so I'm like, okay, when I get big, I want to live in a castle. So my mindset has been big for a long time, okay? That's the type of mindset I'm talking about. You know, live in something big. I mean, people think mansions are big. I mean, tri-levels are big. Not just a two-story house, but a tri-level. Now, that's big. And that's the kind of mindset you have to have in order to create generational wealth. But dreaming big, the second thing he said is, you know, the inner directed versus the outer directive. Now, it has to come from the inside of you before it manifests on the outside of you. Okay? Just like the Bible says, an apple tree cannot bear oranges, and a grape tree cannot bear grapefruit. So it's the same way with your inner spirit. Your inner spirit has to manifest itself in a good way to show the goodness on the outside. But a lot of people fake it till they make it. You know, they look good on the inside. I mean, they look good on the outside. And, you know, heart is just as evil as it can be. But they don't understand that you may try to fool somebody with that, but the evilness is going to manifest itself on the outside one day. So no matter how you try to hide it, no matter how you try to fake with it, it will eventually come to the outside. And people will see exactly who you are. Okay? And, you know, I was telling my coach, if I could just go to school for the rest of my life and get paid for it, that's what I'll do. So the third thing Dr. Kimbrough said was, you've got to be dedicated to lifelong learning. Okay? People go to college, you know, get their little degrees. 9 times out of 10, they're not even going to work in the field that they got licensed or got a degree in. So life is a lifelong process of one, renewing your mind and learning something new every day. If you get up, you must learn something new every day. If it's only like reading 30 minutes a day, whether it's the Bible or whether it's a book that's going to teach you a skill, that's what you need to do if you get up every day. You have to learn something new. You have to continuously renew your mind. But the most important thing Dr. Kimbrough said in this book is you can't refuse to fail. Okay? Everything is not going to turn out the way you want it sometimes. So if you fail, you just got to get back up and start all over again. You can't just lay there and waddle in it. You've got to get back up. Because if you talk to these people that have money, they will tell you they failed a lot before they got to the position that they are in now. Okay? So if you fail, just get back up and go at it again until you get there where you want to be. It's really that simple. You just can't lay down and waddle. You have to get back up and keep it moving. Also, he talked about vision. You know, visionary is something God has given us, and that goes towards why you're on this earth. Because the gifts that he gave to you, he gave you a vision with those gifts. So becoming a visionary is very important. In order to grow rich, you definitely have to have a vision. You have to see yourself at the end result. Because if you can't see yourself at the end result, you'll never get there. Another thing he said, in order to think and grow rich, you need to be passionate about what it is you're doing. Like I tell you many times, your passion is something that you would do for without getting paid. So if you keep doing it long enough, somebody's going to realize the skill and they're going to connect you with how you can grow your resources. That goes on to the next step, creative thinking. You have to be creative in getting to the passion and the vision, because it's just not going to drop there for you. So you have to be creative and getting to the end. Now, we can't stay down thinking we're going to grow rich. So we have to find ways to keep moving up and up and up. Also, he said, don't watch the clock. Don't watch the clock. Because if you watch the clock, that's going to take your focus off your vision and where you headed. Now, Greg Cardone said he gets up at 6 o'clock every morning, do his little ritual, and, you know, get about what he needs to do for the day. And Steve Harvey said, lazy people can't be rich. They can't stay in the bed half the day and think they're going to make a lot of money. So don't watch the clock. Okay, because that definitely will throw your focus off. I know when we're in a job working for someone else, we're always looking at that clock, trying to see if it's time to go home. But I tell you, if you work your day without looking at the clock, before you know it, it'll be time to get off. It really will. I've tried it many, many times. Just not to worry about what time I'm getting off. Just do my job and be ready to get off when it's time to get off. Next thing he talked about was real income. A lot of people think $1 million is a lot of money, okay? But it depends upon your vision and what God has placed you here to do. Because you can spend $1 million real quick, real quick, okay? But when you get the mindset of trillions of dollars, you know God has given you a big, big vision. And he will sustain that vision for you as well. Because God works from the end and comes back to the beginning. So if he wants you to be a trillionaire, billionaire, millionaire, that was in your destiny the day you were born. But if you keep it in the forefront of your mind, that will manifest itself in the physical. You cannot think and grow rich in a poor mindset. I can never get there. I shouldn't be able to have that type of money. No, you'll never grow rich. Okay? You have to, like I said, go back and think big and dream big. And that's how you're going to have success. The next thing he was talking about in Think and Grow Rich is you got to network. You got to know people. You got to establish relationships with people that's going where you want to go. I always tell people all the time, you can't show me how to be a millionaire if you're not one. Or if you've never been one. You can't show me how to get that way. So network with the people that's been where you're trying to go. And believe me, they'll be happy to show you the way. They'll be happy to show you how to get where you want to go. Now, he also was talking about you have to have a peace of mind. Absence of negative emotions. So that goes back to who you're hanging around with. Who you're hanging around with will determine whether you're going to have a peace of mind or you're going to have drama. And if you're dealing with a lot of drama, you'll never be rich. So you've got to network and get with the people that know how to get you where you need to go. Now, one question he asked in the book was, what makes the great great? Now, that's a very important question to think about. What makes the great great? It's only one way, spiritual growth. Without God, you can do nothing. And with God, all things are possible. So you have to have a personal, intimate relationship with God. I mean, I know there's rich people that do not, but just wait and see what the end's going to be in their life. They may be rich for a minute, but without God, watch and see how their life is going to end up. I've seen it happen too many times. And the reason why they lose it, because they get egotistical and think they can do something without God. And your next thing you know, all their money is gone. Every single penny. Because their heart wasn't right when they got the money. Their heart wasn't right. So God will let you make money. But if your heart is not right and you're not being a servant and you're not being a blessing to others, your money is going to go real, real quick. I don't care how many millions you have. Because we were put on this earth to be a servant. So if you're rich and not serving, then you're not going to have money long. You're not going to have money long because it's going to go through your fingers and you're not going to know how it got gone that quick. So the next thing he talked about in this book, Think and Grow Rich, is your purpose in life. That goes back to your passion and your vision. What will you do and not get paid for it? That's what's going to tell you what your purpose in life is. What do you love to do? And what do you do for if you do it for free? So he says, what comes easy to you but difficult for someone else to do? That'll let you know what your purpose is. That'll let you know what your purpose is. Because like I said, he gave each one of us a gift when he put us on this earth. And a lot of people take their gifts to the grave, which is sad. But once you find that gift and you focus on it and network with people that's been in that same situation, you're on your way to the top. You're on your way to the top, and success cannot be stopped. Okay, another question he asked was, how do you see yourself? You've got to have a mindset, positive mindset about who you are. You've got to have a positive heart about giving. You've got to know that you are a servant. You cannot be selfish. You've got to be a giver and not a taker. Okay? Because takers never become successful and they never grow rich because it's all about them and not about helping their fellow man. Now, once you find that purpose and that passion and that vision, you have to develop a strategic plan how to get there to make this money. That's the second thing you need to do. Once you find it, you need to have a strategic plan on how you're going to get there. Now, he went on to define what is success. Success is peace of mind, health and energy, loving relationships, financial freedom and independence, worthy goals and ideas, and a sense of meaning and purpose. Now, when you reach those five things, you should be a very, very successful and wealthy person. Okay? Now, this is what blew my mind in this book. I mean, if you don't have it, you got to go out and get it. It is a must read. Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrell and Napoleon Hill. Now, here's the formula for success that he laid out in this book. IA plus AA times MA equal HP. Now, let me break that down for you. The IA is the inborn attributes, which means this is the gift that God placed in you when you came to this earth. AA is the acquired attributes, the one you go on to achieve. The NA is mental attitude, how you think and how you see yourself and how you love yourself. Those are the three components of mental attitude. And HP is human potential. Everybody on this earth has that. They have the potential to be whatever they want to be on this earth. It just goes back to the inborn, the acquired, and the mental. So write this formula down. It's the formula for success. IA, inborn attributes, plus acquired attributes times mental attitude, MA, equals human potential. Now, once you get those four together, that's the recipe for success. You're on your way to the top. It is, like I said, it's an awesome, awesome book to read and have in your library. Now, he did break down 9 principles for wealth. So the first principle he said was clarity. You got to be clear. You got to see clear. You can't be unfocused. You can't have a clouded mind. You have to have clarity. You have to see where you're going. It's like when sometimes you're driving at night and the fog is there. You'll be struggling to try to see. So that's what it is to be that way you don't have clarity. That's one example. When you're driving in the fog, you can't see. But when the sun is shining bright, you can see real good. Okay? Finding the next thing, principle, is finding the right vocation. And that goes back to what will you do for free? And what do you love to do? And I guess over the years you've seen, I love to talk. So that's definitely my passion. And that's definitely something I would do for free. Okay? So that's going to get me to my wealthy place. The third principle he said for wealth was superior sales skills. You got to know how to sell yourself. You got to know how you sell yourself. And you got to be confident in your abilities to sell. The fourth key, the fourth principle he said was the ability to execute ideas. That goes back to that strategic plan for your life. Okay, you have to write those steps down as to how you're going to achieve the end results. If you're going to be an actor, if you're going to be a director, that's what you study. And those are the people that you hook up with, because they've already done what you wanted to do. The fifth principle is persistence. You can't give up. You can never give up, regardless of how many times you fail. You can never give up, because you will always come into meeting the people that you need to meet to help you get where you're going to go. Now, it may take you years. It may take you months. It may take you days. But never, never, never give up. So you have to be persistent about what you're doing. The sixth principle, he said, is the dedication to lifelong learning. And it's always good to go back and renew your mind with the positive stuff that you know. And do it's like doing a refresher course in the mind. So learn something new every day, like I said. Learn some type of skill every day that you get up. The seventh principle is service. You're here to be a servant. It ain't all about you. It's about who can I make their life better today? Who can I help have a better day? Because you never know what people are going through. So if you can make somebody have a better day, make them laugh, you know, take them out to dinner, whatever, that's what service is about. The ninth principle is spirituality. Like I said, you must have a personal relationship with God in order to get rich. I know growing up, we were thinking, you know, being rich was a sin. So none of us thought about growing up to be rich. I mean, we thought about growing up to be rich, but then we had the mindset of, well, if we grow up to get a lot of money, you know, that's going to be a sin and we can't get into heaven and all of this stuff. Ignorance is what it was. But God wants you to be rich, because if you're not rich, you can't be a blessing to serve your fellow man. So if you're in a church and they're telling you the love of money is the root of all evil, yes, the love of money is the root of all evil, but having a lot of money is not the root of all evil. Because we need the money in order to be a blessing. And the ninth principle, he said, for wealth is savings. Okay? Save your money so you can be a blessing as well. Because you can't spend all your money and think money is going to keep growing. You can be a blessing, but you have to take care of yourself as well. So, here are the strategies that you need to do as well. You need to prepare a business plan. You need to know how to market that business plan. And you have to have a financial statement. Once you put those three in line and in place, you're on your way to the top. So I hope these nuggets helped you to get those wheels turning in your mind. What is it that you love to do? And what is it that you love to do for free? And get on it and start creating that generational wealth and legacy for your family. Broadcasting live from Bashani Radio and iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lyndamonroe.com. I also want to take the opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Like I said, we're dropping those nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Also, got my second audiobook out, 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic and Abusive Relationship. It's a must-read to get your life back on track. So go to Lynda Monroe and get that copy today or bless somebody with it. I tell you, now that's how you can be a blessing. Bless somebody with my audiobook because those 5 steps will definitely show you how to get your life back on the right track and get away from those abusive and toxic relationships and live. So until next week, God loves you and so do I. All is well. The best is yet to come. And tune in again, same time, same station, next week.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.